Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Mouse Ears Podcast, where we talk about all things travel, but mostly Disney. Brought to you by Fairy Tale Journeys Travel.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the Mouse Ears Podcast. We've got a great crew today. We've got Brooks. How are you, Brooks?
Howdy ho, neighbors. Doing swell.
We got Kelton. How are you, Kelton?
Hello, fam.
So you're still beardless, I see. I honestly expected you to have something.
I love it.
Not yet.
Well, I flew positive space today, so I had to, you know, clean up and be presentable.
No shave November is right around the corner, though.
And yeah, I will probably still shave.
Yeah? Okay.
Perks of an office job.
Say less, my friend.
I shall.
And we don't have Jen today, but we have a very special returning guest, someone who hasn't been around in too long, Elise Woodley. Yay, you're back. So excited for today's episode. How are you?
Doing well. Glad to be back. I've missed you guys over this very long summer without Mouse Ears Podcast.
We've missed you.
We have.
Absolutely.
Let's not go too this long again.
Never. No, ma'am. Absolutely not. So on that note, before we get to new news, Elise is on today's episode because we're going to be talking about Halloween on the High Seas. That is right. We're having a DCL episode without the Queen Laura here, but I promise you, you don't want to miss this episode. It's going to have a lot of great information and things that you wouldn't expect would be just Disney, that Disney offers outside of Magic Kingdom and their not-so-scary Halloween parties. This is a great alternative, and I'm really excited for today's episode. So, without further ado, Brooks, new news, please.
I'm waiting on my cue. Oh, one second. Well, hello, everyone. I am your anchor, Christian Brooks Runner. Had to look presentable today since we had the woman herself, Elise, here. So, got a tie. Triple Windsor. Can barely keep it on. Anyway, back with the new news. So, we have some epic news to begin this new news. Tickets are now on sale for Epic Universe in Helios Grand Hotel. That is right. It is here. It is time to book your trip to Epic Universe. Park tickets prices start at $121 per person. And that's correct me if I'm wrong, the 3-day ticket, because you have to go.
It's like a per-day thing. I mean, it fluctuates.
It fluctuates.
That's like a rough amount.
Correct. Breaks down to starting at $121 per person. And
you have to get for all three parks.
For all three parks for the 3 days. And that includes a one-day ticket to Epic Universe.
Unless you're an annual pass holder.
That counting.
You were going to get there?
Yeah, I was getting there. Nope. I know I'm a little rusty. I haven't done new news in a few weeks.
And I was gone last week, so of course I am too.
So, but if you are one of those lucky people that have the annual pass to Universal, you can purchase a single day ticket to Epic Universe. So, if you're interested in going to Epic Universe, contact one of our wonderful fairy tale journeys agents, and we will help you with that. Moving on, Universal Studios Hollywood is going back to the future with an all new Universal Fan Fest Nights, where guests will be able to explore Hill Valley in 1955 like never before. Only at Universal Studios Hollywood on select nights, April 25th through May 18th of 2025. We're staying with our Back to the Future. Back to the Future show, The Musical, is a blast to the past. From the movie to Broadway, this Oliver Award-winning show was making waves on land, and now you can experience it at sea. Buckle up for epic special effects, captivating choreography to classic rock hits, and an electrifying ride through time. Where this show is going, you don't need roads. Just wide open ocean. Arriving summer 2025. And then next, do not miss this opportunity. Imagine me saying this in bold letters. Do not miss this opportunity. For a limited time, children ages 3 to 9 can visit a Disneyland Resort theme park for as low as, get this, $50 per child with the purchase of a special one-day, one-park ticket. Park reservations are required. Choose when to visit from January 7 to March 20th, 2025, and take advantage of this special deal. Next, guys, my favorite festival at Epcot, Epcot's International Festival of the Arts, dates have been revealed. Enjoy the most vibrant and creative festival of the year from January 17th to February 24th of 2025. I am slightly disappointed that they're starting it on the 17th because I will be there the week before for marathon weekend doing these 10K, but I may have to make a special trip back because I love my arts festival. And last, was staying with Disney, the Cake Bake Shop. I have to say that a little slow. Cake Bake Shop had a soft opening today of this recording, October 24th. And wow, guys, it is stunning. Just stunning. So we can expect an official opening real soon. And with that, that's the end of the new news. Back to you, Steph.
Honestly, what was epic was your introduction to new news. That was awesome.
I was not prepared. I'm going to have to go back and rewatch
you should feel honored.
That's the first time I broke out the tie.
I feel special. Thank you for welcoming that way.
And time Elise was on, you had your light up cowboy hat.
This is true.
Elise, you're a special gal.
I don't know what I'm going to do next time.
Keep it interesting.
Dress in dragon hula.
Luau!
Kelton, I'm surprised you didn't have anything to say about the Back to the Future musical on Royal Caribbean. I saw that and my eyes were like, doing, 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 Kelton.
So excited. However,
he just can't hide it.
I can't. See?
I know.
Just can't hide it.
He's about to lose control.
So I am still very hurt that you name a ship the Star of the Seas, but we send it to Florida, not Texas, where the stars at night are big and bright, deep in the heart of Texas. Like, that was a PR thing that Royal Caribbean just looked at it and went, nah, makes too much sense. Let's do something else. I'm so hurt. Mainly because now if I want to go on it, I have to fly to Florida. Until ship number 3, the Icon Class 3, comes out. And then they move it to us. Because I've started far tangent. We're going off here. But
it's travel related. It's acceptable.
We figured out that so after a ship comes to Galveston, because then it goes to Spain, it does a transatlantic, it's like a 14 night to Spain, does a couple itineraries there for a little bit, and then goes to dry dock. So we're not going to get an Icon Class until closer to refurb. However, the port of Galveston is like one of three or one of four ports that has the fuel for these ships. So we're going to have to get one either way. So like it's coming, but we don't want Icon. We want the third one, the brand, send the brand new one to us. Let us have it. Yes.
Give me.
I feel like, is it Gollum from Lord of the Rings?
Lord of the Rings.
Yes. But
my
I
precious.
See, so I also like Back to the Future is a top movie of mine. And I was so sad when they got rid of that and traded it for The Simpsons at Universal Orlando. Like, that hurt. I mean, I'm sorry. If you're a fan, I like The Simpsons as a show. It's great. Y'all, that land.
The ride is terrible. It's a 1 out of 10.
No, that is a solid 1 out of 10. The theming is great. 10 out of 10 on the theming. But just the idea, no.
So you're telling me, Doc, that this thing runs on petroleum?
Sorry. Yes. Yes, I am. So I'm excited to see the YouTube videos when they start the productions, which we probably won't see because you can't record them, or they say you can't record them, so it'll be low light. You know, all the goods. So let's get back to not Royal Caribbean.
Well, you might as well continue. You got trivia next.
Oh, snap. Here we go. So, not bolded, but imagine I'm saying this italicized. Today's trivia question is brought to you by, of course, our favorite, the Magic Candle Company. Next time you want a Disney-inspired scent to fill your home or office, whether it may be a candle, room spray, or more, make sure to use our special promo code, MouseEars, for 15% off. That's MouseEars for 15% off of any future Magic Candle Company purchase. So today's trivia question, going right along with Disney Cruise Line, when was the Disney Cruise Line founded? If you know the answer, let us know in the comments. If you don't know the answer like I do, stick to the end of the episode. We'd be happy to tell you. Back to you.
Alrighty. So, Disney Cruise Line on the High Seas. Stay tuned for a guide from the Mouseears blog on this entire topic. If you didn't know, the Mouseears blog also has a bunch of fantastic articles that have been coming out. We mentioned Epic Universe. We mentioned some Disneyland discounts. You can find that and more on the Mouseears blog. So you might be wondering, what is Halloween on the High Seas? Well, basically, it's celebrating the festival or the celebration of Halloween on a Disney cruise line. But not all the ships offer Halloween on the High Seas. Typically, Halloween on the High Seas runs from mid-September through October. Makes sense, right? That's when all of our Halloween decorations are up. And I mean, it is just Disney magic, just top level. I mean, if you can't go to Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween, this is what you want to experience, truly. So Elise just got back from a Disney cruise line, and that's why we have her on here today to discuss this awesome topic and her most recent trip because she got to experience Halloween on the High Seas. So, Elise, tell us a little bit about your trip, what went on, what are your highlights, the works.
So, for listeners who have heard me on previous episodes, you know that I am a Christmas fanatic. It has come up previously. Before my love of Christmas, I was a huge Halloween girl. It evolved into a Christmas love, but I have not abandoned my love of Halloween. And I will say the best way to celebrate is to do both a land and sea combo trip, in which you fly in on Sunday, you attend a Halloween party on Sunday night, and then you board the Disney Wish on Monday for a 4-night sailing. That is the like piece de resistance of a Halloween Disney celebration. Even better would be to fly in on a Friday, do the Friday night party, do a couple of park days, and then get on the ship on Monday. That would be even better. I did have a client that did a land, sea, land trip. It's just how it worked out with their fall break and their husband's leave. flew in Wednesday night, did a Thursday night Halloween party, got on the ship on Friday, got off on Monday, went to the parks, and flew home the following Wednesday. And so we can customize however you want to best combine those, because if you're already trekking all the way to Central Florida, go ahead and do a Halloween party while you're there. So that's just my little, you know, key notes there. But I will focus in the episode on the Halloween on the High Seas sailing and the special offerings on Disney Cruise Line.
At least I didn't know you were such a big Halloween fan.
It's a closeted thing now, because people feel like I can't be so loyal to Christmas if I have dual love. You know, it's kind of like a house divided in football season.
Okay. If you're a Halloween fan, I have to ask you this, because no one could answer me like this. Kelton, you can ask me too, and I still have the whiteboard. So, you know the song, The Monster Mash, right?
It was a graveyard
spot. Okay.
I just watched this clip.
So, perfect. The Monster Mash song that we all know is talking about the Monster Mash dance that you do to the Monster Mash. But the Monster Mash that's mentioned in the Monster Mash song, they're not the same. The song that we know is not the song that you do the Monster Mash to. It's a completely different song.
It's not the greatest song in the world. It's just a tribute.
Yes, exactly.
Our Tenacious D lessons is allowed on Mouseers Podcast.
Yes. Yes. Finally, someone understood that.
Wow. You got it in record time.
And this song doesn't even sound close to the greatest song in the world.
Just tribute. Couldn't remember the greatest song in the world.
But by the way, I have to say, I did not come up with that whole thing. That was from an episode of like Ted the series that I haven't even watched the show, but I saw that clip, and then all of a sudden I saw so many people from like making this thing, but it blew my mind when I saw it to the point to where I have not erased it from my whiteboard yet.
In the future, you can debate whether or not a hot dog is a sandwich.
Oh, there's a podcast about that. By the way, it is a sandwich. Continue with our Halloween on the High Seas.
I don't even know where we're at.
Yes, you can like Halloween and Christmas at the same time.
You can.
However, if you're like us in our house, see, as soon as like 9 o'clock hits, Halloween is over. The NSYNC Christmas album is blaring, and Casey is full on Christmas mode.
So I have debated getting my ornaments out and just like starting to fluff the things that need fluffing and airing out. Like, just put them on the air hockey table and just get them prepped for November
1st. Gotta fluff them. Gotta fluff them.
How many do you have? It's like five or more.
It was six.
I know there's a revenge Christmas tree.
No, there's not a Grinch tree. Not yet.
There's a revenge Christmas tree, though.
The revenge, yes. The
FTJ revenge Christmas tree.
There's the family tree, the Disney tree, the revenge tree, the boy tree, and then the decorative trees that are not really themed.
See? I said six. I remembered.
Yeah. So, Elise, you would love to go visit my brother's in-law's house. Mm-hmm. His mother-in-law has a separate garage that is just their Christmas decorations. Christmas decorations.
My children have asked me what I'm going to do with our home when they move out, and I very quickly answered larger home, office, and a Christmas room.
So, and then
they were sad to know that I had already been planning this, and they're in middle school and elementary school.
And then when we were up in Atlanta a couple of weekends ago, his in-laws were having people come in that weekend to decorate the whole house for Christmas. Cause they put up like, I think 5 or 6 Christmas trees, including some that are like 10 or 11 feet tall.
Goals, life goals right there.
So, word. I'll take pictures and show you.
Well, so, on the topic of trees.
Halloween.
On the topic of trees. How about we talk? So, believe it or not, and we'll kind of get into this a little bit more in the episode, but for the cruise ships that celebrate Halloween, they do have a Halloween themed tree as soon as you walk into the grand hall of the ships.
hot dog.
And they're themed.
Yeah.
Which is a sandwich.
You want to talk a little bit about that now, or should we? You know, before we get to that topic, how about you explain to our guests, or not our guests, our listeners, sorry guys, what makes Halloween on the High Seas different from a regular Disney cruise, please?
So, theming on the ship, on point, celebration of my beloved villains, portholes on multiple levels of the ship are going to have frosted glass artwork that's going to be the different villains. I took some great pictures of those, along with some just Halloween motifs like a pumpkin and like a spooky tree and things like that. You know that I had to go find the evil queen in Hades, since those are what my two German shepherds are named after. So I had to go find their artwork. You're going to have Halloween-themed trivia, Halloween-themed movie events. The films that are going to be shown up on the Funnel Vision are going to be Halloween movies typically. They're going to still have a few during the daytime mixed in just Disney classics and fun things like Encanto. But I know they were showing things like Hocus Pocus and things like, you know, I can't remember if they had Halloween Town.
Were they playing like the Ichabod Crane?
I think they did have that at one point. Oh,
that's a classic.
So, and then also they had like more Halloween activities for kiddos, that sort of thing. I went to Halloween Music Trivia, and God bless that cast member's soul. They could not get the tech to work. And he's like, anyone else having a nervous breakdown or just me? We felt so bad for him. But of course, those people are professionals. Tuck and roll. It ended up turning into another round of movie trivia. And we had a blast with it because we were all so supportive while also letting him sweat a bit. But just different activities like that that are so fun. So they had things for all ages. I was there on an adults-only cruise with my cousin. We do it a girls' trip on even number years. So every other year we do a girls' trip. And this was our first time on Disney Cruise Line. So I got to bring her love of Halloween and Disney and then take her out to sea and get to go have a beautiful day at Castaway Cay. So it was awesome. But yeah, so you're going to have a lot of the traditional things that you normally would have on a Disney cruise. You're not losing those things. So like rotational dining is still there. You're going to have all the classic restaurants and menus, but you're going to have those touches of Halloween throughout. And additionally, they're going to add decorations like garlands and things. And you know, Disney floral is going to be on point. It's not going to be shabby at all. So some beautiful, very tasteful, you know, floral work, swags, that kind of thing that are going to add to the experience, not take away.
That does sound good. I do like that.
Well, I was going to say, one of my favorite things about, well, Disney Cruise is that if there's like a new movie that's coming out, or, you know, like on the day it comes out or is new in the movie theater, when you go on a Disney Cruise, you get to see that as part of the items, activities, entertainment that Disney offers. And when I was lucky enough to go on the Disney Wish last year and experience Halloween on the High Seas for the first time, it was right when the new Haunted Mansion movie came out. So it was really cool because it kind of just like worked well where people were able to kind of see that movie when it came out and enjoy it. And it was, I feel like they had that showing multiple times every day, pretty
Ours
much.
Was, Deadpool and Wolverine was the film that they were showing a lot.
Nice. That is awesome. Okay. Oh my gosh.
A Mouse Ears friendly quick review. How did you like it?
I didn't go see it.
I haven't seen it either.
I know, and I know the NSYNC reference. I know. I didn't. I know that this is an NSYNC love.
I wasn't even going to mention that.
Spoiler alert.
He was just going to bust the dance out.
Yep. We'll see Brooks in a few minutes when he gets stretched, ready for his choreography.
Hold on, I got to stretch.
Those were my pre-K days, pre-Kelsey.
That's so funny, pre-K. So let's dive in a little bit into each of these different things that make, you know, Howling on the High Seas so special when boarding a Disney cruise line. So characters. What kind of characters come out? How are they different with their meet and greets? You want to talk a little bit about that to start off?
So characters are going to be in costume. They got new costumes this year, so that was fun. Favorite, Chip and Dale going as a little cauldron and a little poison candy apple. Adorable. Just want to put them in my pocket and take them home with me.
Is there pictures?
Oh, of course we have pictures. I have video. If you go to FTJ by Elise on Instagram, you can see my Mickey's Masquerade video where I got all
the characters. Was Gadget and Monterey Jack with them for the Rescue Rangers?
No.
But still, they're adorable.
Do you know the most sad thing is that Chip and Dale were not on our sailing with the agency in August. We had agents who came with their lounge flies of Chip and Dale and were prepared for a Chip and Dale lovers group photo. We had three agents prepared. They're all their favorites.
Chip and Dale lover group. I love that.
FTJ agent Shannon Sloshnagel, FTJ agent Brittany Young, and FTJ agent Veronica Lofton. Brittany and Veronica were in my room. I saw their cups and their bags. No Chip and Dale. Not at Castaway, not on the ship. It's heartbreaking. But they were there for Halloween on the High Seas. Maybe they were gone in August to get fitted for their costumes. Maybe. I don't know. But as far as character interactions go, you can meet the characters inside. They're going to have different times in the DCL Navigator app. Seeing someone like Goofy in his skeleton costume, that sort of thing. Additionally, when they do the Mickey's Masquerade ball or whatever they call that stage show they do up on the deck, the characters take turns leaving the stage, and the cast members that walk them through actually allow them to go and interact with the children in the crowd. So if you have kiddos, or if you just want to have a chance to meet the characters, being down on that main deck level in front of the stage is going to increase your chances of meeting those characters. I was up on an upper deck so that I could film over the crowd and be able to get some pictures and not worry about people bumping into me and things. Also, again, I was there on a child-free sailing, so I wanted to let those families have that space. But it was so neat to look down and see Minnie dancing with a little handful of girls, you know, that they were all holding hands and in a circle, and Minnie was kind of dancing with them. And Daisy came around and kind of bebopped with them a little bit. Donald's giving fist bumps out there and shaking his tail feathers. So it was a really great thing to see that, because when you're in parks, they can't move about like that anymore. So that was neat to see that on the deck.
And I just wanted to emphasize that Halloween on the High Seas, even though it's a sailing, a whole itinerary that is Halloween themed with decorations, and we'll talk about the decorations next, the Halloween party is on its own day. It's not necessarily, you're not going to have all the characters in their Halloween costumes throughout the entire cruise itinerary. It's just on the one day, which, as Elise mentioned, you can normally see that on the Navigator app. For all activity details, really, for the cruise. But the decorations that you will see as soon as you walk in, we mentioned the tree. Do you want to talk a little bit about the decorations and how it differs from just a standard Disney Cruise Line sailing?
Okay, so when you go to the Grand Hall, you're going to see this Halloween tree with pumpkins on it. The pumpkins have an illumination in them, and they're going to light up at different times. And so because the Disney Wish has, you know, its main statue there is of Cinderella and Lucifer and the little mice, that tree has touches of Cinderella to it. So you're going to see the evil stepmother, you're going to see a carriage, that sort of thing. And then they do a special story time in the Grand Hall before dinner, where they tell the story of how the tree came to be. And those reenactment actors that are often up in the balcony telling stories and things, those two actors will come out. It's a male and a female. And they kind of do a back and forth dialogue that, you know, includes the crowd and that sort of thing. It's very, very child friendly. And then they, you know, illuminate the tree. I will say, if you're wanting to get pictures without a huge crowd around it, because it is such a popular attraction and people want to get their photos made in front of it, either going during the show when people are at dinners or the show, you know, coming and going, or late at night or early in the morning are going to be your best chances. I went around 10:30, 11 o'clock at night and was able to get a beautiful photo with just one person in the background. So it was very easy to kind of digitally tweak a little bit. Never got it any lighter than that. Couldn't go at midnight because, you know, you're going to bump into the goodnight kiss. There are, what is they call that with the chandelier? It's the kiss goodnight, isn't it?
It is. Okay. Yeah. Okay. It's either the kiss goodnight or the goodnight kiss. Something like that. I think it's that's what it is. Yeah. That little show.
Yeah. Additionally, talking about characters in the Grand Hall, you do have the opportunity to see the Sanderson sisters, not in face, but in character. So it is Minnie, Daisy, and Clarabelle Cow as the Sanderson sisters. And so that's another child-friendly show that's going to bring those classic Halloween touches that these millennial parents are so excited to see. So, and something else I want to point out about characters, because a lot of people ask me, I'm really excited to go to Disney for the characters. My child's not really into riding, that sort of thing. Should I do a cruise or should I do a parks trip? And I absolutely love parks. It's nostalgic, the food, you know, all those sort of things. But when you are thinking about character interaction, there were 3,700 guests on the Disney Wish. How many guests are in park each day? How many guests are even at a limited ticketed event like Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party? So for quality character interaction time, I can't emphasize enough that I feel like a Disney cruise is the way to go.
I couldn't agree more.
And not all 3,700 people are going to be looking for that character interaction.
Tastings are in the rainforest room.
So
I want to read this little snippet that comes from the Disney Parks blog in regards to the pumpkin tree. So every Disney Cruise Line ship features a signature pumpkin tree in its atrium with a unique look and personality. And the tree on the Disney Wish features lighter bark, graceful branches, and a mystical face setting it apart from the rest. As the tale would have it, this enchanted tree named Boo, and yes, all of the trees have their own names and their own stories, grew perfect gourds with the help of a wishing star at night, producing the perfect pumpkin that became the coach that carried Cinderella to the prince's ball. So there you have it. And I also want to mention, in regards to like decoration and just the overall theming, you know, I remember going to one of the cafes on the Wish, and they even have like your little cocktail napkin say Howling on the High Seas. Like, they think about everything. It's there's all these details everywhere. I mean, you've got them, you know, all over the different railings in the atrium and the stairwell, the tree, the napkins. I mean, it's just, it really is beautiful beyond just like the experience of seeing. I mean, I remember seeing Minnie Mouse, Daisy, and Clarabelle in their Hocus Pocus outfits, and I was like, this is to die for. It's just really magical. And then, you know, we'll move on to the next topic, which is the specialty shows and fireworks that they have for Howling on the High Sea, their Halloween night. You want to talk about that?
So definitely want to make sure that you are taking the time to do those things. Additionally, you know, Disney Cruise Line is the only cruise line that is authorized to do fireworks at sea. So that's something that you can't get on other cruise lines. I kind of joke sometimes whenever I look out from my balcony and I see other cruise ships out at sea kind of just dock there trying to sneak peeks at our fireworks. I'm like, shoot, go away. Those are our fireworks. But it is a highlight of that trip. And the stage shows productions are just fantastic. The quality is great. And something else to know, too, is that the early shows are going to be oriented towards children. Those are for our families that are doing the 5:45 dining. They're getting out. They're going to Aladdin or Little Mermaid at 7 o'clock. They're going to do that early show. And then they're going to get kiddos to bed. Or the kids are going to go to the kids club and mom and dad are going to go out for a fun date night. The later shows, the ones that are going to be, you know, right after that second dining rotation, those are going to be more rock oriented. They're going to be fun. They're going to have humor to them. And it's not that there's vulgarity. It's just that it's going to appeal to an older audience. And so don't discount what the shows are, but also know appropriately for your group what's the best option for you.
Perfect. Yeah, that's awesome.
Also, the choreography is fantastic, and you will learn the faces of certain cast members on the entertainment team. Seth is a personal favorite of mine, and I just want to go like party with Seth. He just seems like a vibe. Like he's just a hoot, and I want to go hang out with Seth on the stage show. He doesn't know me from Adam, but every time I see him and his enthusiasm on stage, I just want to go hang out with Seth. He could be my buddy.
What I love, and I didn't get a chance to see the whole show when I went for the Howling on the High Seas cruise. But what I do love is like the level of theatrical production. I mean, even though this is outside, it's not in a theater, so to speak. It's not in the Walt Disney Theater. It is astounding what they end up doing on the deck of the ship. And you mentioned the choreography, outstanding. The music, the vibe. You got the screen, you know, with the theme of whatever's going on, the show, whatnot. I mean, the fireworks, who doesn't like fireworks, right? And then for those that don't know, Disney has crafted fireworks with fish food. And that's how they're able to do that. The costumes, I mean, the colors, the excitement. I mean, I'm an adult. I'm a Disney adult, yes. But honestly, you can't help but get hyped up and you see the kids around you and you're just excited as them and you're just so happy to see them so happy. And oh my gosh,
it is a vibe. The vocability of their performance.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Yeah, you're right. I will say our cruise had to kind of be diverted from the usual plans because there was a lot of rain. And so we had a wet deck, and I watched them squeegee and then hand towel dry that deck so that way the performers would be safe because the choreography is that intricate. You know, and so even just your back dancers, there are high kicks and there's flips, and I'm just like, my body doesn't move like that. But no, you are getting fantastic experiences. You're getting dining that is to be rivaled anywhere. But it's just hard to beat a Halloween on the High Seas. I love a Halloween party. Do not get me wrong. I make an annual pilgrimage to, you know, go do that. But it was a very top-notch experience. And another thing to mention, it's not even on our list, but I wanted to throw out there. If you've ever been on a Disney cruise, you know it's a big thing with, like, decorating the doors. That, you know, different guests on the ship are going to decorate doors. And we were a group prepared to do that. So my cousin ordered some things for us. We had bats with mini bows on them with our names on there and that sort of thing. And then we even had ghost lights that we ran around our shelving in our room. And then we had a big spider web light that we would turn on every night so that when our stateroom host came in to set up our beds, he had a little illuminated room with spider web lights on the sliding glass door to the veranda. But it's just the camaraderie. You're just amongst family and friends when you're on Disney Cruise Line. You know, you're all there for a shared love of Disney and Disney Destinations travel. You're there and you're vibing out to the Halloween stuff. The rooms are themed out. You see families in themed costumes. You know, it's just a great experience all around.
Yeah, you said it. Like, I feel like no one feels excluded. Like, this is not something for just the kids. The adults enjoy it just as much, if not more, you know, for themselves, and then seeing it through their kids or even the kids of others. It's just, it is unbelievable the contagious and beautiful and fun energy on these cruises.
I will say I felt excluded from bingo because we decided we were going to have a Meemaw trip and we were going to go see shows and eat and drink and go play bingo. And we were ready for our Meemaw vacation. And we got to bingo 30 minutes before it started. And they were out of boards already. Like the electronic boards. There were people lining up early. I did not know. Because that's the only form of gambling on a Disney cruise is the bingo. I was not prepared for... You would have to leave Castaway early to go get in line if you wanted to play bingo on your Castaway day. We were like, never mind. We'll stay on the island. But... bingo was the one area I was excluded because I did not know. So if you have plans to go play bingo on Disney Cruise Line, you need to line up early because 20 to 30 minutes before is not enough. It is not. That will go down by the theater line and it will go all the way past serious business. The other thing I will say too is just the small offsite events and activities that they have that bring in the Halloween is very, very good. And whenever you're ready to talk merch, I'm prepared to talk about that too, because I'm going to get another drink out of my Disney Cruise Line cup I have here on screen. So I went to go get pretty. One of these for Laura Greco, Queen of Cruising, Cruise Queen. And by the time she messaged me and then I went back, they were sold out on day two of the cruise. So for Halloween exclusive merch, for holiday exclusive merch, if you see it and you like it, buy it right away. They had plenty of Oogie Boogie, but not the villains. The villain cup sold out. And I will say these were a great deal. It was $18 for the cup and it came with a canned Coke. You would pay so much more for a Tervis style. It's not a Tervis, but it came with the plastic lid, coffee cup, thermal cup. And that Coke by itself is $3.50 on the ship if you're buying canned beverages. So great deal. Love it. I don't know that I'm supposed to be running it through the dishwasher, but I do, and it's living up to it. But I just wanted to throw that out there. If you see something, get it then because it will be gone. And I was heartbroken to have to return her Venmo money and say I couldn't get you your cup.
So we'll stick with the Halloween merch because what I want people to know is that there's a lot of things that are sold exclusively at the parks that are sold on a Disney cruise. And not just that, but they're actually typically cheaper on the Disney cruise than at the parks or Disney store.
The Stitch popcorn bucket launched earlier on the ships than it did in the parks.
That's cheaper on the boat too.
It was sold out within the first 2 hours of sales being done on ship. You know, once we got out to international waters and they were selling things. I passed personally someone who had to be a reseller because it was a husband and wife and they were carrying 6 popcorn buckets at one time. And Disney tries to limit that kind of thing. A lot of times there is a limit of 2 per item per guest. So I don't know if they went back through the line, if they had someone else in their group with them and then they were just carrying them back to the room. But we counted 6 of the Stitch popcorn buckets. But yes, definitely if you see it and you want it, go ahead and grab it. Things like the spirit jerseys that you're going to see in parks are going to be there. For our gold and platinum and pearl Castaway members, you know, you're going to have a little bit of a merch discount on ship on top of it being sometimes cheaper on ship versus what it is in parks. Where I am just a Castaway silver, my next sailing, I will come in as a gold. I'm super excited. This was my 5th. So I'll start having that 10% discount. But for me, being an annual pass holder, it was cheaper for me to do my 20% discount in parks. So the things that I wanted, I bought at the Halloween party and then went on ship and bought the exclusive items that were DCL. But they did have a lot of the new tie-dye Halloween items that are very popular this year, the Loungefly bags, that sort of thing. You could get those items. A lot of Hocus Pocus merchandise still this year, even with it not being the big anniversary years anymore. I think that's just, you know, with the revival of it. And again, like I mentioned, the nostalgia for the millennial age group, you know, now that we're exposing our children to those things. So, but yes, merch is definitely a big thing. Mickey's main sale is where you're going to find most of that. If you're going to be on the Disney Wish, I'm not familiar with the different ships for the Halloween on the High Seas, which, you know, gift shops and that sort of thing. But yes, definitely you want to budget appropriately, or if you're booking with a participating FTJ agent, have that onboard credit. I am a participating agent. Are all 3 of you participating agents with onboard credit for Disney Cruise Line?
Absolutely.
All righty. Yep. Excellent. Excellent. So there is that. I will say that I went ahead and bought a placeholder to book my next cruise. My son is turning 13 next year, so we're going to do a team trip. And we're going to do it for his birthday. And it's Labor Day weekend, so it won't be a Halloween on the High Seas yet.
Hold on. What cruise are you going to be on for Labor Day weekend?
Hopefully there's no stalkers listening to Mouse Ears Podcast. It's
hopefully
the one going Labor Day weekend, that Friday to Monday. Are you on that one on the Wish?
No. I'm on the Treasure.
Are you on the Treasure?
Yeah.
I'm going to have to just do a quick weekend one because he has school. So we will fly down Thursday night. He'll miss Friday, and then we'll come home Monday. So he's only going to miss one day of school this way.
And darn.
He doesn't know, so I won't be able to listen to this episode in the car. But, yeah.
We can give you a special edition to where we can cut that part out.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
So, but he's...
We're just at least, like Taylor's version of the Harrison's 1989 edition, album.
We can call this
one. Harrison's edition.
Yeah. But
I love that.
I'm kind of sad that it won't be a Halloween on the High Seas.
Yeah.
That early.
I agree.
Because
it doesn't match with the Halloween decor in Magic Kingdom, that's for sure. This one's a little bit shorter lived. Mm-hmm. So for those of you listening, typically you'll see any special themed itineraries for DCL, the price will be a little bit higher than a regular, and it is because it is limited sailings. They're popular. It is what it is. But you know what's incredible is that when these themed itineraries start, the Disney cast members completely transform these ships within like a 2-hour block. And I'm talking from the moment the last guest gets off the ship in the morning to 1, 2, 3, it's only 2 hours, I think. 2 hours later when the first guest comes on for the next sailing. Literally, it is unbelievable, the Disney magic. Magic complete, like no other word.
It would be amazing to be on a back-to-back on that transition one, to like be in that holding area for back-to-back guests and then to walk back in and see everything transform and be like, I was just here and it was not like this just a moment ago.
Yeah. You know,
that would be amazing to get to have that experience.
I completely agree. That would be so cool. I wonder if Laura's done it. Who knows?
If anyone has, Laura has.
Yeah, right?
I was going to say, she probably has.
Maybe.
If not, we'll just inspired another trip for her.
Right? The transition. But yeah, so just to kind of wrap up the Disney Halloween merch, you'll be able to get a lot of stuff on the Disney cruise ships, regardless of a themed itinerary or not. I learned my lesson when I went. I should have planned for an emptier suitcase so that I could actually appropriately fit merch that I would buy there. I bought two popcorn buckets and a sipper when I went. That's three massive items in my luggage I did not account for. It's just, they sell them there. Wherever you are too, there are things that are exclusive to the cruise line too. Like that, you know, that beautiful tumbler you have, that's exclusive to Disney Cruise Line. So yes, we mentioned certain things that are found in the parks, for cheaper on the ship. But that doesn't mean that there aren't exclusive DCL merch only, themed or not themed. So it's really very, very tempting. Especially when you know things are going to sell out and then they're going to bring something new out, right?
And if you're buying anything that is breakable, they are so good about packaging it to keep it safe. So even though I may buy a very small Christmas ornament, the casing it comes in, kind of like almost like an egg carton that rubber bands and holds it tight, I've never had one break, knock on wood. You know, and I'm checking the bag and it's getting slammed around at the airport, but it's bulky. So definitely put a duffel in your bag that collapses flat, something like that, that you don't mind to go ahead and check and let it, you know, go through, or for it to be an extra carry on for you. You are absolutely right. You've got a plan. I often will do like the duffel bag and the stuff that full of my dirty clothes, that sort of thing. Side note, sometimes the airlines want you to be able to identify three things in your lost bag to prove that the lost bag is yours, even if it has your name on it. I had this happen to me this summer. And all you, you always think have of such is the things special you're things happen for them to see. Whenever they ask you, can you tell me three things in each bag? All you can think of is like, I have dirty underwear. They're the blue ones. That you know, I have the swimsuit that I hope you don't judge me for. Like, that's all you can think of. So now if you buy lots of merch and you check that kind of bag,
Buzz Lightyear underwear.
You can tell them I have a popcorn bucket in there and it's going to be Stitch and his mouth opens real wide. That's what you can tell them. But you're absolutely right. Packing an extra bag. Budgeting.
I have a water bottle with me eating an egg roll on it.
Nice.
Nice.
So in regards to packing, let's move on to the Halloween activities. Because one of the fantastic things that they do offer is trick-or-treating. You don't even need to bring your own trick-or-treat bag or basket, unless you want to, of course. They do provide you with a cute little bag. And you basically, how I remember it, correct me if I'm wrong, after the Halloween show, or before, or in between, or both. Can't remember, actually, not.
They changed it this year.
They changed it?
They just hand bags
tell me.
Full of candy.
No. No. No.
It's about
there's no trick-or-treating?
There wasn't on my sailing. They had a table they put out while they were prepping for Mickey's Masquerade Show, and it just had bags that were already pre-filled, and then they were walking out and handing them to people, and then they were gone. So I didn't get one.
Could this be because of the rain?
In that?
It could be because
Where
of the rain.
The love?
It could be
because
we had a wet deck and they were, you know, delayed in getting the show because they were hand drying the deck off. But yes, they had pre-filled bags on my sailing.
Okay, I'm going to assume that that was the reason. And I'm going to let people know how it was for me just in case. So I honestly can't remember at what point this was because what I do remember is it was after. I don't know, before or after dinner. I can't remember. My memory is not that good. What I do remember, though, is going onto the deck in the evening. You got all these crazy lights going on. You've got Halloween music. And you've got, like, snake lines all over the deck in every which way with parents and kids and cast members. Everyone's dressed up. Like, it is crazy. Everyone is dressed up. It was awesome. You've got lights all over the place. It felt like a disco, but it wasn't, obviously. And everyone's got their little bags, and there's these different tables set up every which way in the deck area. And they would go and open up, you would go open up your bag, and they would dump candy in there. And you can go to all the different sections. It was just fantastic. I remember I got so excited because this was like the first time I was able to get ice cream. And it was the very last day, the Halloween party. And I was so busy doing other stuff that I forgot to have my ice cream. So I decided, well, let me get my ice cream and wait in line while I'm getting candy, like totally being a fatty. No regrets.
I mean, that sounds like the perfect way to trick or treat. You have a treat before you treat.
Ice cream? Was it the banana?
No. It was soft serve. I got soft serve ice cream. Yeah. On the deck.
Yeah.
And it was.
Yeah. You know, they have the chocolate, the vanilla, and then sometimes they have the banana. And the banana is like.
Oh, no. Ooh. Oh, I did not know
this.
You get
the banana with a little bit of chocolate chips on top?
You can do the banana with a strawberry swirl.
No, I had regular like chocolate vanilla swirl. I didn't know they were this fancy.
I'm
like, what?
Going on my business page again, FTJ by Elise on Instagram, and I am sending you my first time I tried DCL banana ice cream.
Please.
And sending it to you because we're friends and I can do this. But
I appreciate that. That these are the tips that even I want to know about.
I totally approve of you eating ice cream while trick or treating if it was the correct flavor.
I was alone trick-or-treating. Well, actually, that's I digress. It was me and a friend. We were two adults amongst this sea of families with children. We're just like eating ice cream and trick-or-treating. Like, and we're dressed out in Halloween costume. No regrets. literally none. And of course, jamming out too. So like I got ice cream melting down my hand, chocolate in the other one. I'm just dancing and having a great time. Like the vibe is infectious, really, truly. So, but anyways, thank you for sending that to me because, wow, banana soft serve ice cream. That sounds awesome. Please, do you have any other activities that are unique to Howling on the High Seas? Other than trick-or-treating? No?
Well, okay. I mentioned all the trivia and activities that take place at the different lounges. And they're going to have a more adult-oriented ones that are taking place at like 9:30, 10, you know, 10:30, 11 o'clock. They're going to have more family-friendly ones in the afternoon and evenings. I did not have a child in the kids club, so I wasn't looking for that. But I'm sure they probably had, you know, like the Halloween arts and things like that. And then, of course, you know, we also still have those standard nighttime fairs, you know, like karaoke and silent disco and those kind of things to go to. 80s music trivia, always on point, no matter the time of year. Highly recommend. The difficulty in that is that one point is given for naming the song, but the other point is given for naming the artist. And a lot of good 80s music, you don't remember the artist. So brush up on it, listen to your Pandora or your Spotify, getting ready for the trip. Totally not Howling on the High Seas related, but as a loyal Hall & Oates fan, that is my secret, like, guilty pleasure. I love Yacht Rock. Hall & Oates is my favorite band ever. I will plug 80s music trivia whenever you're going on Disney Cruise Line.
Love that. All right, so then moving on, we're talking about food-ish. Any specialty themed food or drinks that you might have tried? If not, I have something.
You go ahead and go over them because this is very much a girls' trip, reading on the Kindle.
You're good. No worries. Yeah. So I love coffee. I like specialty coffees. And one of my favorite things that I got to have was at the little cafes that they have. They did have themed coffees for the season. And I'm going to go on a limb and say that that's typically what they do at any point. They'll have seasonal coffee drinks, kind of like how they do at the parks. But I have to look for a picture, but it was fantastic. I don't remember what I had, but I remember just feeling all warm and cozy inside. I'm like, you know, we might be out in the Caribbean, but I'm feeling warm and fall and festive, and it was just fantastic. I don't recall them having any kind of themed food at the restaurants, though, at least not the rotational dining. So I feel like when it comes to, like, specialty items, you'll find them kind of trickled about, but not, like, a full-on that I can remember. But moving on, I do remember them having, like, amazing photo opportunities. Do you have any experiences to tell us about the special photo ops? Okay.
Slow blinks, no.
No, that's okay.
Again, I will preface this by saying this was a personal trip, not a content trip. If I'm traveling for travel content, I am very intentional to hit all the highlights. Y'all have had me on before whenever I talked about covering the Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party, to where I made sure to go and do things even if they weren't in my normal wheelhouse. This trip was not so much of that. Again, I was traveling with someone who was new to DCL, and so it was all about showing her the luxuries that you can enjoy on DCL. So we were ordering room service and sitting up on
the pool
area. And
I'll say I'm surprised you guys didn't take pictures together that are themed, because they really did have a lot of great opportunities besides, like, the beautiful, you know, Cinderella statue that's there all the time. And then you've got, you know, the pumpkin tree that we talked about earlier. But for Halloween night, or the Halloween party night specifically, they had backdrops that they would kind of, like, place around the atrium area, the grand hall. And you were able to have like these really nice backgrounds. Mm-hmm. I think one of the ones that I took a picture with was like the headless horse, I want to say.
Yeah.
And but then throughout the cruise itinerary, they did have like little props here and there that you could take pictures. So another one that I took was at the top floor leading into the atrium. They had like this cute pumpkin life raft decorative thing with the wish. So I was able to take like a nice picture with that and the wishing, the kiss, the chandelier, all dressed up before going to dinner, which, you know, I thought was really, really nice. So there's a lot of photo opportunities for everyone. I just want to plug in that if you do take a lot of pictures, whether with the different special photo opportunities or with character meet and greets, or even at Castaway, or at Lighthouse Point as well, any pictures that you take with a cast member, there are photo packages available for you to purchase. And if you want to learn a little bit more about that, we do have a blog on the Mouse Ears blog website that you can check out and learn more about it. Because really, there are so many photo opportunities. And, you know, it's fun to be able to dress up for Halloween and have someone take your picture. Because you're normally like, I feel like you're always taking everyone else's pictures, or, you know, the kids, or you just don't really care so much. So this is an opportunity for you. And you talked about the luxury side of Disney Cruise Line. And part of that is people to take care of you, right? I absolutely love that. Like, I remember going for a picture and I have awkward arms. I don't know where to pose. And they're telling you how to pose and to have fun with the picture so that it's like, it's not just that you're standing and smiling, like they're incorporating you into the, whatever scene that you're, you know, part of. So, or even with your costume. So, you know, just those little things that make it a little bit more magical.
And I can totally admire that aspect of Disney Cruise Line. We were more of a brunch at Paulo. We went to every lounge on the ship. This is my first sailing where I went to every lounge on the ship and ordered a drink at every part, at every
nice
bar. I'm trying to remember if there were any Halloween-themed cocktails, but I don't believe that there were. I think it was just standard bar menu. If I missed that, I apologize. I do know at Disney World, the different poolside bars did have Halloween-themed cocktails, and they varied by resort. So what I ordered at Art Animation was different from what my cousin ordered over at one of the All-Stars resorts, was different from what she had on her post-cruise sailing at Coronado.
Love that. Yeah, like I said, I specifically remember my coffees. There's like a little sign too, and oh, I loved that. So anyways, we've talked about Howling on the High Seas. Do we know what boats include the Halloween on the High Seas?
I'm gonna be Cruise Queen's junior agent here. Ships. Don't let Laura hear you call it a boat. You get in trouble. I've done it before. Ships.
Sorry, Laura.
Are you asking me the question, or are you asking
me? Oh, well, I was asking anyone, really.
Well, we know the wish because that's the one I was on.
Same here. Kelton,
can I take a guess?
Please do.
Is it the Disney Magic, the Disney Dream, the Disney Fantasy, and the Disney Wish?
There's one.
Yes.
Is there one?
Well,
more?
The Wonder.
Wonder is in.
Yeah, they're special. They don't have any itineraries currently with Halloween on the High Seas.
So we wonder if the Wonder has it.
There you go.
I like what you did.
And then we've got three ships coming up. We've got the Treasure. We've got the Destiny, and we've got the Adventure. So we don't know about the Adventure. I'm going to guess that the Treasure and the Destiny probably will, but we'll be able to find out more about that when they actually do have their maiden voyage, because they both go out in December, I think, if I remember correctly.
November.
I know the Treasure does. Treasure goes out this December, so maybe, I don't know about the Destiny.
I think Destiny is, 25.
The following, December. Right? potentially. Either way, we'll know if they do the maritime cruising itineraries then or not. Who knows? We'll see. We'll find out.
November 20th, 2025 is going to be the Disney Destiny. So that one's not going out at Christmas the way the Treasure is.
Okay. Right before, the month before. Okay. Because then the Adventure does go out in December, but that's out in Singapore. I think it's the 15th. But anyways, I digress. So real quick, do Disney cruises still have Pirate Nights when it is a themed Halloween or otherwise cruise itinerary?
Yes.
Awesome. So not only do you have a Halloween themed party to prep for, but you also have your signature pirate themed night, which is great. More costume, more fun, more fireworks, more shows. I mean, what more could you ask for?
As elaborate or as simple with that as they would like to. I went simple this time with just a black and white striped shirt, black shorts, and then I utilized the bandanas that Disney supplied me. That's a new thing coming on the Wish, because previously the Wish did not have the bandanas for Pirate Night. And this last two sailings on it, they did include those. When I was on the Dream, we did get them. So that's been fun. I can't guarantee it for every sailing, but it's nice to have that added.
Oh, for sure. Okay. So we kind of brushed on this topic earlier. How do you compare Halloween in the High Seas to Mickey's Not-So-Scary Halloween Party in Magic Kingdom?
I don't know if you've seen the reels where the man says capital B, capital O, capital A, capital F, both.
Both.
I want both.
Yes, I have.
I want both. If I were doing a three night, leaving Friday to Monday, I would go to a Thursday night Halloween party. If I were doing both a Monday to Friday, which is what I did, I would either come in Friday and have a whole weekend at Disney, or I would at least come in Sunday and do a Sunday night party. And again, if you are coming from the Orlando International Airport, you can do that Disney Cruise Line transportation from the Hyatt there at the airport, or you can do it from a Walt Disney World hotel. So with them having so many options within the budget or the value, the moderate and the deluxe resorts, there's going to be a hotel within your budget. You can get that convenient DCL transportation between the port and the resort, and then from the port back to the airport or to another Disney resort. Both. I can't. Don't ask me to choose between my children.
Just give me all the things. Things.
So I'll say this. I'll say this. For those that do have to choose, one great thing about Mickey's Not So Scary is that you do have a wide selection of specialty foods and snacks to choose from, but for an additional purchase, right? Mm-hmm. And not only that, but you have rides and the parade, right?
And the Hocus Pocus stage show. The right. Villain Spectacular. Spectacular. That's a pretty epic draw right there.
Yes, you're right. Whereas for Howling on the High Seas, I mean, yes, it is, you don't have rides, you don't have parade, and you might not have as much food options, but you don't have to pay for, you don't necessarily have to pay for other food options. You get potentially discounted Disney merch, Halloween Disney merch on the cruise. You also get fireworks. You also get a show. But I'd argue that the best thing, other than, you know, photo ops, which you have in both, would be the shorter lines for meet and greets.
Also, Mickey bars on room service.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Chicken tenders.
Yes.
Fries, ranch dressing. And Mickey bars.
Sold.
Yeah. I think at like 11:30 p.m. one night, I was like, I'm still hungry. Mac and cheese, Mickey ice cream bar.
That sounds like Ellie's favorite meal.
That's what you have to ask yourself is, do I want to go and have an on-the-go, active, could be physically demanding between the heat and the crowds and the lines and that sort of thing, and have all the experiences like we talked about that you have in Mickey's Not-So-Scary Halloween Party? Or am I looking for a relaxing vacation that's going to give me touches of Disney, fulfill that nostalgia I'm looking for, give me a taste of my favorite treats while on vacation in the Caribbean?
I think you said it perfectly, though. Yeah, you really did say it perfectly, and that's both. Both is what I want.
Both.
Both.
Both. And you also touched a really important point that I didn't before. Weather. Yes, it's still the Caribbean. It can rain at any point. But typically, like when you're on a ship, you get that nice breeze and it's just, oh, you're breathing in that fresh air and not sweaty bodies. And it's just a different refreshing and relaxing. And it counts for a lot. And who doesn't like, and you get to actually dress up. Like, yes, you dress up to go, you know, to Disney parks. But, you know, I'm like just dripping sweat. So it's useless for someone like me. So like when I go on the Disney cruise, I don't feel that way. I feel more glamorous, I guess. But anyways,
I mean, I feel like I'm dripping sweat regardless. So
welcome to Florida all the time. All right. So does DCL do any other themed itineraries other than Howling on the High Seas? And the answer is yes. Other than Halloween on the High Seas, as far as holidays go, they do have Very Merry Time, which is their holiday-themed Christmas itinerary. Also, gorgeous, beautiful, stunning, oh, all the feels. And they've previously had Marvel Day at Sea and Pixar Day at Sea. I think that's it for now.
Yeah, they've retired the Star Wars.
Right. So, you've got options. You've got options.
We didn't say we were happy about it, guys. We didn't say we were happy about them retiring Star Wars. I just saw their faces fall as soon as I said that. I didn't do it. It's not me.
Well, we all know. I mean, it's hurtful, but
it's the not fact the first that I can't. We've been hurt by the company.
It's not going to be the last.
Nope.
The fact that we can't go and enjoy Oceaneer Club with all their Star Wars gear is just heartbreaking. Just heartbreaking. I want to be old enough to be there. I want one of those.
Bring back Star Wars Lounge is not enough. Disney. Bring back the Star Wars races.
Let's just bring back Star Wars weekends at studios. Like, full on, just give me 6 weekends in the hottest time of the year of summer. In July, let's
and Jedi robes or Sith robes.
Absolutely. Like, I want to make the 501st Legion sweat to death.
Veronica Kelton. Lofton still talks about that breakfast at Sci-Fi on Star Wars weekends and, like, how great it was. If you ever want to just have some nostalgia, call Veronica and talk about the Star Wars breakfast.
I'm going to have to.
Yeah. If they ever bring it back, Kelton, one of us is a Jedi, one of us is a Sith, and we have our lightsabers posing for a picture.
I'm down.
So, I just want to be Ahsoka Tano. I call Sith. Thank you.
Come on, Disney.
I want to be Ahsoka Tano.
It's perfect.
She's up there. She's up there. You might not see her. My finger doesn't know where to go from this angle.
The Force is strong with this one.
All right, guys. Let's finish off this never-ending episode. honestly, Elise, you've given us some fantastic, fantastic tips to make the most out of your Howling on the High Seas, starting and ending with both.
Both. And I apologize that I did not hit all of the options on the ship.
Nah, you're good.
Every show. But really, it's difficult to do it all. And that's with me being on a 4-night. I probably would need longer to be able to enjoy everything.
I did a 3-night, and I don't think I did half, and I didn't have children. It is people who think that it's like a one and done. It's not. It's not. And Disney does a great job with like.
Story.
Exactly. Another great tip that you mentioned, just kind of like recap, was pack accordingly, aka leave space for merch. And make sure if you see something, you get it in the moment because it might not be there next.
Just go ahead at the moment you start packing, lay down a duffel bag flat in the bottom of your suitcase, pack on top of it, and then you have a bag for taking home. Because I am the proud owner of a $30 Disney Cruise Line duffel bag because I did not do that one time. It's a beautiful duffel bag, but I wasn't planning on buying a Disney Cruise Line duffel bag that day.
But you have a Disney Cruise Line duffel bag now.
And now I fold it flat and put it in my suitcase.
And you never forget it.
You fold the Disney Cruise Line duffel bag in your bag so you can have it on the Disney Cruise Line.
To buy all the Disney Cruise Line merch.
Right, to put in your
Disney. It's Disney Cruise Line Inception.
Do you have any other tips or any other highlights specifically Halloween related for your cruise?
I do. The most affordable rates are going to be when you book as early as possible. So do not wait until next summer wanting to book a Disney Cruise Line Halloween on the High Seas sailing. Go ahead and be booking now so that way you can lock in the rates and be able to get the room category you want. If you are a guest that would prefer, you know, it's your first initial sailing and you're not wanting to invest a whole lot of money and you want to be able to get an interior room and you don't want to be down in steerage, as I like to call it, not that there's anything wrong with those rooms, but I like midship and I like higher up. Or if you want to be able to get the rooms, you know, where you want it at, or if you're wanting to get rooms with multiple rooms together. Especially if you're thinking like holiday travel, if you're wanting to go like Memorial Day week, I'm trying to get a family of five rooms together and it's proving to be a little difficult, because we're, you know, within so many months. So if you are planning on doing one of these specialty sailings, book early, put that deposit down. You can make payments on it and spread the cost out. But the closer you wait to the cruise, it's actually going to get more expensive, not less expensive. And your options are going to be limited. So I always tell people it's better to book early. And if we have to change things, the deposit is going to be refundable, except, you know, in concierge, that kind of gets a little tricky. But that is my big tip, is to always book as early as possible. Go ahead and be making plans, you know, book your room and let the travel group figure itself out around you. Don't let them slow you down or hold you back.
Yeah, I couldn't have said it better myself, honestly.
That's, and always buy the placeholder because you're going to want to come back.
Absolutely. Yeah. Words to live by. Once you experience it, you never go back, really. So anyways, any final thoughts, questions, or comments from anyone on the Mouseers tonight?
Just do both.
You heard it here first.
I think
first,
that's the tagline for this episode now.
Do both. All right. So on that note, Kelton, you want to give us our trivia?
Oh, I sure do.
Answer, please.
So if you guys remember back to the beginning of the episode, today's trivia question, when was the Disney Cruise Line founded? The answer is May 3rd of 1995. For those wanting to know how long ago that was, I was four.
Yep. I wasn't born yet.
Oh, so that one just
next,
hurt.
Yeah. So next next year.
I was born a few months later, though. So
next year marks the 30th year of
Disney Cruise
Line. Disney Cruise Line.
Ooh. Yep. Okay.
The company. Not the first ship.
Correct.
Yes.
So May 3rd, 1995. Let's quickly look at the calendar.
I was like, I just went on the silver anniversary sailing. How did this happen?
I mean, they could have literally waited one more day and say, May the 4th be with you. We have the
ship. And also with you.
And also, yes.
I mean, in all fairness, this was before Disney acquired Star Wars.
This is true.
So...
I was eight, about to turn nine. Kelsey was one.
I'm a lady, and I'm not going to tell my age. Just that I'm
an older millennial. She wasn't born yet. You weren't born yet, just like me.
That's what I will say.
So anyways,
I can do math.
I think that about does it for this week's episode of the Mouse Ears Podcast. Don't forget to join our Mouse Ears Podcast Facebook group, TikTok, and Instagram to stay up to date with all things travel, but mostly Disney. Don't forget, the Mouse Ears Podcast also has an Amazon storefront that you can find on our website. And if you're interested in having a Fairytale Journeys agent book your next trip, visit fairytalejourneys.com and let them know that the podcast sent you. Or our wonderful guest host for today, FTJ by Elise Woodley. Lastly, if you enjoy our weekly episodes of the Mouse Ears Podcast, we'd love for you to leave us a review wherever you listen to us. Until the next episode, happy Halloween, everyone.
Be safe. Bye-bye.